All right, let's bring him in. Now, Skype updated itself last night, so I hope I'll be able to hear him. But are you there, Pat?
I could hear you.
All right. Now, see, on my screen now, because it's a new update, it offers me options. Share your screen, browse the web, view documents together, or start a presentation. And then it says, got it. And I say, goodbye. Okay. So I wasn't sure it was going to work because I got the update. But it's working. And, hey, I saw that picture of you that you sent last night.
And don't you get a kick out of it?
Pat Pagano on the set. I was going to post it on the web, but I figured, nah, you'll be posting it on your page anyway.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
No.
So you can go ahead and post it. I'm not posting it on there. I mean, you know, most of the people that go on my page are the people that are in the movie, so they've seen it already. But that is Elena in the picture, the blonde, and she plays Miriam, which is in Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte, is Charlotte's cousin. And that is the one that Charlotte was waiting for to come and solve the problem with them not taking away her house. But does Charlotte have a big surprise for her?
So now the set looks kind of nice there.
That's the set that I built. That is the bedroom set. Put the wallpaper up, bought the wallpaper, put the wallpaper up. All that wallpaper was put up with push pins. I did not want to, I'm telling you, I did not want to paste it to the walls in the studio.
No.
So it was put up with push pins, and the seams are done with a very, very thin white molding that literally snapped right off. I did up the bed with the canopy and the whole bit. And it actually turned out pretty good. It's supposed to look like, you know, a mansion-type bedroom, and it worked out real well. The red wallpaper did a number on the camera, and I think that's why we're getting flickering in a lot of the scenes, yeah.
Well, next time, don't make it look like a bordello.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyhow, that is going on. I mean, we're scene-wise, we're just about halfway through. Not all of the scenes will be done at the lake this year. Jody and Emmett, Jody, who plays Charlotte, they live in a brownstone right in the theater district of New York City. And we had asked them prior to doing the movie if it was okay to shoot some of the footage there. And she said, by all means. So we're going to be using her staircase and her dining room. So we'll be going into the city after we close up the lake house in October. To finish the movie in the city. How about that?
Did you get the permits you need from New York to film in New York?
No, because it's inside.
They better
not start with me. I do enough weather forecasting for the movies there, so they better not say a word. So meanwhile, I watched America's Got Talent last night. It was the finale.
Yeah.
Very, very happy about the results. I was absolutely ecstatic to see Cher perform. And she did a number from ABBA. She looked fabulous, loved it. In fact, she looked about as fabulous as our weather. It's a chilly morning now. See the segue?
37 this morning at my house.
And I told you, being in the 30s in a lot of places. Low 70s today, sunny. 40 to 45 tonight. Sunny, 75 to 80 Friday. Sunny, 80 to 85 Saturday. Sunny, middle 80s Sunday, then we have a chance of showers on Monday.
Well, I can tell you that last night, I'm not, there's no way I'm putting the furnace on yet, no way, because it's going to get warm again. So last night was, I put on the sheets that feel like a cloth. Okay, what do they call that? I forget, I don't know. But the nice warm sheets, and then I put two blankets and a bed cover on it. And I'm glad I did because it was beautifully warm all night. But it was, I had to let the shower run for about 20 minutes. I was hot water to get my bathroom up to 68 degrees.
Well, I could tell you one thing. Had I been up at the lake, I wouldn't have to put a furnace on. But I could tell you right now, my propane fireplace would have been on. There's no doubt about it because I could see how chilly it is all over the area. In fact, right here at my house right now, it's at 46 degrees. So I know if it's 46 here, it has to be at least 42.
Now I can tell you my thermometer here at the station.
Yeah.
Just dropped down to 40.
See?
So that means it's even colder at my house now. So I'm actually, I got in here while it was warmer.
Right, right.
It says 40 right here. 40 degrees. Right. Folks, it's 40.
Yeah, I would have definitely put the propane heater on up there. But in the meantime, I put your movie on the list, The Last Word.
Yep.
I watched the trailer yesterday, and it looked very interesting. First of all, I really do like Shirley MacLaine. Yep. And I was submitted two other suggestions for next year, and I bet you know both of them. One is Enter Laughing.
Oh, yeah.
It was a movie and a play. And the other one is Three Wise Men.
I don't think I've seen that.
And I believe it's based during wartime. And it was also a play. So these are things for consideration for next year. But we have to get through this year. One of the females from our lake did come through yesterday, and she said she would play the part of young Charlotte. So we got her to play that part. And we have a guy from the lake who's going to be playing. He's not as young as we would like, but he's going to be playing her boyfriend. So that's all done. And now it's just take a deep breath, Pat, and try to get this done. Because, Marshall, when I get up there Saturday late morning, I have to get to that studio. I have to get almost everything out of there that's in there now. Prepare for the ballroom scene, but now the director throws the little boomerang in here, and he said, because of the time restraint with Joanne doing young Charlotte, we're going to need a garden room set up Saturday afternoon in the studio, and it's got to look like night. And I said, you've got to be kidding. He said, no. I said, it's going to put a cramp on the whole thing. I have a ballroom scene to get ready for the next day. He said, you're going to have to get this garden scene ready in one corner of the studio. So I'm working on it right now to get it's supposed to be like a garden room.
Yeah.
That's where it takes place. Shouldn't be too bad. I use some uplighting, some leaves, stuff like that, shadowing, a table, two chairs. I think I could pull it off. It's just going to set me back. They are doing the garden scene, and it's at night. So I bought black foam board to cover all the windows and make it as dark as possible in the studio. And then those two scenes, Saturday and Saturday night, are the scenes that require fake blood. So I also have to devise a way of getting something on the floor that when the actors step on it, you're not going to hear plastic or crinkles, because when that blood shoots out of his hand, because they chop off his hand, and the blood's going to shoot out of his hand, it's going to go all over the floor. So I don't know how to do that. You have any ideas?
No.
I didn't think you did. I'm still trying to think. I think my best bet is to find an old rug so that the actors, when they walk on it, you won't hear it. And then if the fake blood gets on the old rug, all I have to do is roll it up and throw it in the garbage.
There you go.
I'll buy a cheap rug. A cheap rug. So I think that's what I'll do. And that's my dilemma in the movie land, folks. I saw Cher last night, so what more could you ask for? My favorite singer of all time and actress, and great weather. I mean, I could literally have taken the weather I provided you, Marshall, on Monday afternoon and just copied and pasted all week long, and it would have been totally accurate.
Well,
I got great news for you.
What's that?
I will be here Monday. I'll be here Tuesday. But Tuesday, we will do our long-range winter forecast. It's done.
The winter.
Winter forecast is done.
The winter. Will you be battling it out
with the Farmer's Almanac?
Yeah.
I think they really made it a lot worse than what I think it's going to be like. But we'll see who's right. I was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
So we'll see who's right. I had so much ample time yesterday afternoon because the weather was so quiet that I decided to just, you know, I said, Pat, just concentrate. You got 3 months. You could do it. And I did it.
So we're tomorrow, we're going to, no, Tuesday, we're debuting the winter forecast.
The winter forecast.
On Tuesday. All right. Well, that's great.
When was the last time you've heard of doing the winter forecast the second day of fall?
In the middle of September, no. We normally do the winter forecast
in October.
I was going to say middle of October.
Right.
Before my birthday, but it's always, you know, it's always been like October, in between like the 7th and the 20th.
Yep. So it's all done. It's out. Oh, well, it's not out yet, but I will send it to you. And I'm not even giving you any hints. But again, the only hint I gave you is that I don't think it's going to sound half as bad as the predictions from the farmers over.
Well, no, nothing can sound as bad as that. They always hype it up one way or the other. Either they say it's going to be a famine or it's going to be heavy snow and cold.
Yeah, I think that's what they're calling for, right? A lot of snow, a lot of cold. Yeah.
That's what sells their magazine.
Well, I guess so. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah,
well, all right. Well, with that being said, Pat, I want you to have a good day, and I want you to get that rug.
Yeah, I will. I'll go to the one of those 99-cent stores and pick them up.
All right. I'll speak
to
you tomorrow.
Thanks,
Marshall. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast.